Carol Harwood joins us live over the phone this morning. Carol, representing the Kemmer Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce and the Frontier Arts Council. Good morning, Carol. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Duke.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time. Let's start with the KDCA. It's been a while since we've had an update on the Chamber of Commerce for South Lincoln County. Well, with COVID-19 and so many things being affected by that, what is the latest from the Chamber of Commerce and as far as what's happening this summer?
Well, we're trying to get some of our programs up and running. You know, due to the COVID-19 issues, we're just trying to get those ramped back up. So a couple of the things we're starting with is an Adopt-A-Pot program, which is to help downtown businesses and community look pretty with flowers down there. So we do have that. People and businesses can adopt a pot with flowers, and that those pots are available for $30. We'll be starting that in a couple of weeks. And for more information, I can give you some numbers at the end of this that they can give us a call, and we can get everyone set up on that.
Okay. And so, Carol, a business or community member could purchase a flower pot, as you said, and then those are just placed around the front entrances of businesses downtown. Am I understanding this correct?
Yes, and then we take care of the care and maintenance of those. We have a group of young folks that are going to be watering those and taking care of those. So it's just to help downtown businesses, and individuals can purchase them as well to just beautify the downtown a little bit.
Very cool. Okay.
And then we're trying to get our downtown beautification committee started up again. And we'll be getting that, get some notices out to that pretty quickly so that we can kind of get our downtown triangle area spruced back up and get that looking good for the summer. We wanted to mention the Wyoming Business Council Business Relief Program. We've been working with them to try to get the word out to businesses about that program that's helping local businesses that have been affected by the COVID-19. So we do have that website is wyobizrelief.org. And we did send out emails last week to all the businesses that had business licenses in our community. So we'll be sending out another email this week just to remind people that there is that program available for some businesses that might need a little help there.
Excellent. Can you give us that web address one more time?
Sure. wyobizrelief.org.
Excellent. We're speaking with Carol Harwood this morning with the KDCA, Kemmer Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce. Carol, anything else about the chamber you wanted to mention this morning?
Just a couple more things. We will be sponsoring a Meet the Candidate Night in late July, early August for that first primary election that's coming up. And so we'll be getting some flyers out for that. And then the other thing that we're going to be doing is starting up our farmers market. We're working with the health department right now to have the guidelines to be able to start that back up, hopefully in middle July for that farmers market. So we're working on things, just slowly getting things back up and running according to the health restrictions and making sure everyone can be safe.
Sure. Carol Harwood, again, with the KDCA. Carol, also on the board for the Frontier Arts Council. Carol, anything as far as the Arts Council for South Lincoln that you wanted to mention this morning?
Crafters Cottage and Tourism Center that we have located in the Triangle, we have been closed due to the COVID situation, and we're getting everything ready to open back up. For those of you that don't know what the Frontier Arts Council does, we operate the cottage, which is a consignment business for Wyoming crafters. So people can bring their crafts and wares that they have made, all locally made, and we have them in the consignment store. And then we also have tourism and travel information there at the cottage. So we'll be trying to get that back open. We are working with the health department again to open that under their health regulation. So we'll be doing that. And then we're going to be trying again. That's where the farmers market will be located, right there in the Triangle. So we're just trying to get everything restarted just like everyone else.
That's kind of where we're at. Carol, thanks so much for your time today and really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And let me give you those contact numbers.
Oh, yes, please.
For the chamber. You can either call myself, Carol Harwood. My number is 307-708-0198, or Ellen Potter, and her number is 702-239-6001.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carol. Appreciate your time.